surprised at all, like, by this?
Yeah, I was definitely surprised. Something I never felt like I'd be in this situation myself, just the way I was raised. Just my whole life, I've always felt like I've gone down the right path, you know, and then just hit a little bump in the road. Right now, I gotta, you know, take it as a professional, you know, handle my responsibility and be more informed next time. And obviously, I just gotta know what's going on with all the rules and things like that.
When Andre went through his appeals process, did that, were you aware of the situation, and did you know that it was Adderall at that time for him?
I didn't know, you know, everybody's situation is different. I didn't know what it was, you know, everybody on this team, that's still my teammate, and I'm still everybody else's teammate. You know, everybody's going to support you no matter what happens. So,
but did that didn't set off a red flag that his was a positive test for Adderall?
No, I didn't. No, okay.
Do you have did you get any explanation from the NFL? I mean, if you have a prescription, that seems to be how Andre Brown got his appeal overturned, the suspension overturned. He showed the prescription and said, okay. Why didn't the same thing happen to you?
That's a good question, because I would like to know as well, but I can't comment on anything that happened with him, because I don't know all the ins and outs about his case compared to my case. I had a prescription, and, you know, things happen. And I guess the league looked at my situation differently from Andre's, and now I gotta deal with this.
Did they tell you why they denied the appeal, or did they just...
No, they basically just tell you it's denied. I just got a call yesterday. This has been going on with me since... April, I found out, right before OTA, so I've been trying to deal with this for a while now.
Obviously, your agent had some strong words about the appeals process with the NFL. Do you feel like your case was fairly heard?
Fairly heard?
Yeah, by the league.
I can say, yeah, it is, but it's hard to, knowing what I know and how I went about the process and handled everything, to everything they asked me to do, I did what they did, except I guess from the start I didn't hand in my prescription to the NFL, which is the main reason why.
Tyler, you've been building up some momentum now in training camp. I mean, once that suspension hits, how do you plan to keep that momentum to keep starting going and keep back?
You know, I'm going to stay mentally in tune, physically in tune, keep my body in the best condition that I can be and continue to train. It's going to be tough watching my teammates for the first 4 weeks, but, you know, I'm still with them during camp. I'm still with them through the preseason, and I'm going to contribute as much as I can during that time.
What about the mental aspect? I mean, I don't
know how that gets to right now. You got to take as many notes as you can, you know. During that time, I'm sure I won't be able to take my playbook with me, but I'll have notes on paper that I can go back and look at.
Did the Giants have a rule saying that if you're taking anything that you need to tell them? I mean,
You know, during the season, I feel like it's different than the off season, because when you're in the season, you know, you're seeing Ronnie Barnes every day, you're seeing all the trainers every day. But in the off season, it's you're not communicating with them every day. And I went to a hometown doctor of mine that I've known for ever, basically. So. Obviously I didn't know I had to speak with every time I had a prescription, I didn't know I had to turn around and talk to the Giants about it.
Do you think you were put at a disadvantage because you missed OTAs last year with the lockout?
You could say a little bit of that, but, at the same time, I need to, you could point fingers everywhere here and there, but, you know, at the end of the day, it comes down to me. I'm the one that did it. I'm the one that put it in my body, and I got to be responsible for what happens to myself.
All right. Thanks, Tyler.
Thanks, Tyler.